Good morning, friends. This is Bob Atcher.
And this is Mary Jane Johnson.
With your Faultless Start Show.
It's absolutely faultless. It's absolutely faultless. It's absolutely faultless. That good old Faultless Start.
Welcome to Faultless Start Time with Bob Atcher, Mary Jane Johnson, the five hometowners, Jane, Larry, Kenny, Earl, and Dwayne, and all your best love songs brought to you by an old friend, Faultless Start.
It's absolutely faultless, that good old faultless start.
And now, here he is, our fine young fellow with the gay guitar and a mighty faultless style for singing a song, Bob Atcher.
Well, much obliged there, Franklin Ferguson, and howdy to all you nice people. Mary Jane and I have a lot of good songs on hand, and you know, Mary Jane, this first number is one of my little boy's favorites.
You mean to say little Robin Atcher is actually crazy about Bonaparte's Retreat?
Oh, you bet he is. Only I always call it Bony Parts to make him laugh. Here's the way it goes.
Met the girl I love in a town way down in Dixie, neath the stars above. She was the sweetest girl ever did see. So took her in my arms, told her of her many charms. I kissed her while the fiddle played the Bonaparte Retreat. All the world was bright as I held her on that night, and I heard her say, please don't ever go away. So I took her in my arms and told her of her many charms. I kissed her while the fiddle played the Bonaparte Retreat.
Hey, fine. You know, Bob, now I know why little Robin Atcher likes to hear his daddy sing Bonaparte's Retreat.
Well, thank you, Mary Jane. Say, if Robin was listening just now, I bet you he was beating his spoon on his breakfast bowl and slinging cereal all over the kitchen.
Well, maybe you should quiet him down with us something a little slower, Bob, huh?
Well, I think we've got it right here, Mary Jane, and I'd be real happy if you'd join me and I went to your wedding.
All right. Just for little Robin, I'll chime in, too.
Good. I went to your wedding, although I was dreading the thought of losing. Your dreams are true. You came down the aisle wearing a smile, a vision of loveliness.
Absolutely faultless. It's absolutely faultless. That good old faultless start.
Say, you'll take new pride in your family's clothes the day you use faultless starch. No starch stiffness, no starch specks or globs to mar the beauty of your ironing.
And faultless starch penetrates. It restores the body and the beauty to all your children's clothes. Men's shirts, your wash dresses and blouses. Tablecloths and napkins have the luster and finish of heavy damask. Window curtains look pert and crisp and fresh again. Work clothes and play clothes stay clean longer and they wash clean easier. Yes, you'll be proud of your family's wash when you use good old faultless starch.
It's absolutely faultless, it's absolutely faultless, it's absolutely faultless, that good old faultless starch.
Get faultless starch at your favorite grocery store. Look for that pure white box with the big red star. That's faultless starch. Faultless starch has been granted the Good Housekeeping seal.
Yes, sir, Franklin. And speaking of approval, we're sure you're all going to applaud Mary Jane's bright little ballad called Chime Bells.
Out on the mountain, so happy and free, there lives a boy and he's waiting for me. Out on the lake, we will drift with the tide and hear the chime bells ring. The chime bells were ringing, oh Lord, tootie. Mockingbird singing, oh Lordy, oh Lordy. Sleep, little lovers, oh Lordy, and hear the chime bells ring. Yodi, ootie, yodi, ootie, yodi, ootie. Well, moonbeams were shining as he kissed me there. Nightbirds were singing, perfume filled the air. Each little starlight just twinkled with glee while heaven smiled on me. The chime bells were ringing, oh Lord, sweetie. Mockingbirds singing, oh Lord, oh Lord, sweetie. Sleep, little lover, oh Lord, sweetie. And hear those chime bells ring.
Oh, say, Mary Jane, there's a real fine word for anything as good as that performance, and the word is faultless.
Well, you know, Bob, that is a very pretty compliment, and I want to thank you very kindly, sir.
Well, you shouldn't have been so taken aback by a little compliment. Well, speaking of thanks, Mary Jane, I've been doing a bit of advanced thinking about Thanksgiving and all the many things we have to be thankful for that some folks have lost, like the right to choose and attend a church of your own choice.
And what a wonderful privilege that is, Bob.
Yes, ma'am. And I think some of that feeling is in our cowboy hymn for today. I'd like to sing The Place Where I Worship. Oh, the place where I worship is the wide open spaces built by the hand of the Lord, where the trees of the forest are like pipes of an organ, and the breeze plays an amen call. Oh, the stars are the candles, and they light up the mountains. Mountains are altars of God. Oh, the place where I worship is the wide open spaces where the sun warms the peaceful thoughts. Yes, the place where I worship is the wide open spaces built by the hand of the Lord. And he has given it to you and me for all the world to see. There are no doors, no bars, and all men are free. There in the air, like a joyous prayer, you can hear him say, this is your country. This is your home. Keep its splendor and guard its glory. It's a song of freedom coming from the valley to the hilltop. It never, never stops. And all the birds on the wing are like a choir. You can hear them sing, you're free to worship here. All creeds are one before God. And as you rest beside a silver stream, there pours into your soul a feeling of peace and quiet. And you give thanks to him for making the eyes of your heart see the heritage he has given to you and to me.
Oh, the place where I worship is the wide open spaces built by the hand of the Lord.
The Place Where I Worship, a sacred favorite just filled with wonderful Sunday morning beauties.
Say, Mary Jane.
Yes, Bob?
You remember last Sunday we told the folks how to get their best table linens ready for Thanksgiving and told them all about the easy, faultless starch rinse?
Oh, yes, Bob, and I think it's worth repeating, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, we sure don't want any of our friends suffering the embarrassment of having a beautifully prepared meal spoiled by a tired-looking tablecloth or napkin.
Well, shucks, Mary Jane, the faultless starch rinse is a good method to use any time a lady wants her entire wash to get a very light, dirt-resisting starch. You can use it for sheets and pillowcases, work and play clothes, everything in your regular wash, can't you?
That's right, Bob, but especially right now, when you want your Thanksgiving table linens looking their very best. So, ladies, here's all you do for the faultless starch rinse. Make 2 quarts of hot faultless starch. To do this, first you mix 1/2 cup of faultless starch with 1 cup of cool water until smooth. Add this to 2 quarts of boiling water while stirring. Now you simply add this hot starch to your last tub of rinse water. Mix it up, put in your table linens and, well, anything else that should have a very light starch. Rinse and wring as usual, and your starching's all done.
Yes, ladies, the easy faultless starch rinse is the perfect work-free way to get your good tablecloth and napkins ready for Thanksgiving. And they'll iron up just beautiful, too, because faultless starch gives you ironing aid you need already mixed in. So with faultless starch, you're ironing smooth and easy. A joy, not a job. Look for the crisp white box with the bright red star and good housekeeping seal at your grocer's. Get that good old faultless starch.
Aha, convincing words from our faultless Mr. Ferguson. We thank you, Franklin. Now I'd like to tell you about a little gal.
Hey, you wouldn't be telling some tall tales about me, would you, Bob?
No. Not this time, Mary Jane, but I'd be mighty obliged if you'd all chime in on this song about Cindy. How about
okay.
it, kid?
Well, you ought to see Miss Cindy. She lives way down south. She's so sweet the honeybees swarm around her mouth. Get along home, home, Cindy, get along home. Get along home, home, Cindy, I'm gonna leave you now.
He went to see his girl last night and she was eating supper. He dumped his toe on the table leg and he stuck his nose in the butter.
Get along home, home, Cindy, get along home. Get along home, home, Cindy, I'm gonna leave you now.
Get along home, Cindy, Cindy, get along home, Cindy, Cindy, get along home, Cindy, Cindy, I'll marry you someday.
Get along home, Cindy, Cindy, get along home,
Cindy, Cindy,
get along home,
Cindy, Cindy,
I'll marry you someday.
Bob, that song should have struck the fancy of most everybody. But, you know, my message is directed straight toward the ladies.
Well, Sir Franklin, Mary Jane and I'll be just as quiet as mice, so you can aim those words without distraction.
Thanks, Bob. Ladies, I hope you'll remember Mary Jane's suggestion for getting your best tablecloth and napkins ready for Thanksgiving. You do it with the famous faultless starch rinse. Starch and rinse together in one easy operation right in your washing machine. If you didn't happen to hear all of Mary Jane's explanation, you can get the directions for doing a starch rinse right on the faultless starch box at your grocer's. So be getting it soon, won't you? Take home that good old faultless starch.
It makes your ironing easy.
It makes your ironing easy.
It makes your ironing easy, that good old faultless starch. Speaking for the hometowners, that's Jane, Larry, Earl, Kenny, and Dwayne. This is Bob Atcher saying goodbye until next Sunday, round about this same time of day. And here's pretty Mary Jane Johnson to say
goodbye, everybody.
You've been listening to Faultless Starch Time, brought to you by Faultless Starch, the perfect hot laundry starch, the perfect hot laundry starch that's made in barely a minute. Listen next Sunday at this same time when Mary Jane Johnson and Bob Atcher will return with more favorite songs. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.